This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This week is the week where the NFL puts out the actual networks and times. We already know the opponents, of course, for the Chiefs. That's been known for a very long time, and typically, you know, even a year in advance for the most part. But on Wednesday night, the NFL will do that schedule release show. And they've made this for years now, this big production. You know, today, one of the networks started announcing stuff. Tomorrow, I think, will be another. Fox is on Wednesday.
Someone will be on the Today Show tomorrow morning announcing their game.
And that was today, I think, actually, was the Today Show that theirs. No, but you're right. Like,
I didn't realize what show was on.
I think that was them today. Prime is tomorrow. So they've been building this up. But I want to talk about the Chiefs part of this for a second. We can get into the NFL kickoff as a whole and what they've announced just to fill you in. But there's now another report from Front Office Sports. This goes back to even a couple months ago when there was the initial one. Everybody believes now, and it almost seems like a certainty, that the Chiefs are going to play week one at the Chargers, not in LA, but in that Sao Paulo, Brazil site, because the Chargers, we already know, are hosting that game that Friday night. And that would be the game that it looks like is going to be on YouTube. Don't worry, locally, they will make it to where you can watch, but it'll be on YouTube is where it's trending. I know the league is going international. I'm not anti it. I'm really not. I understand money, 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 marketing dollars, all of it. We all know the Chiefs played in Germany a couple years ago. What I don't like, what I can't stand about this, to me, you don't mess with divisional games, man. You don't mess with divisional games. You do not make those international. We went back and looked. Out of the international games the last 10 plus years now or whatever, most of them are not. There's a handful.
Yeah, I pointed out one or two.
Not there's a handful number that are divisional games. I know why the NFL wants it. It's very obvious. We know, just like last year, that the Chiefs
are
primetime money grab ratings, you know, slam dunk. But I don't like divisional games being played overseas. That's crazy to me. And yeah, the Chargers, it ends up being a Chiefs home game when you're out in LA anyway. So maybe that's why they felt like this one was okay to do. Because in general, I think it's crazy. Like if they were to do the flip and the Chiefs were losing a home game for a divisional home game, there's no way, I don't think that the Chiefs would be on board with that. They're on board with this and Clark Hunt is fine with it because they're the road team anyway. And it's a good showcase once again.
So they don't care because of that end. And they like getting the advertisement dollars and the standalone and all the stuff you said. The Chargers are cowards. They know this is a more neutral field than their own stadium. That's why they're willing to give up a divisional game. Because for the most part, I in theory agree with you in the sense that like divisional games should be more protected because when the schedule plays out, and this matters more because I've watched Andy Reid during this run and we watched Schottenheimer in the 90s and I watched, hell, John Elway and the Broncos and all this other stuff in runs in this division in particular, the one we follow the most in Kansas City. How you fare against your own decision decides a lot for your season. Not all of it, but it decides a lot for your own season. Do you have a chance to win the division? How high of a seed you are in the playoffs? It seems like it a lot of times come down to those six games. But because the Chargers game isn't really a home game anyway, it doesn't feel like the same juice to me. Like I'm not as heartbroken by it because, yeah, they're cowards for running away. But like divisional game in what way? There's only one road divisional game left in this damn and the Chiefs schedule every year, and it's Denver. It's not Vegas. It's not LA. And so part of it is just there. Plus, I also think if
We're running into the Chiefs, which is the thing that I have to kind of blindly accept, Gold, even though I agree in principle that, like, protect division games. Running out of options of games to protect for Kansas City. They'll probably end up being on that standalone Saturday game on Peacock Plus on December 27th, if they're not on Christmas. And they'll end up playing on 4 or 5 days of the week again, or 6 days of the week, like last year.
The question will be, when's that bye week? If you're going to do that, that'll be something we'll talk about on Wednesday, I'm sure, or Thursday, after the schedule's out, is how early, how late. Remember, Chris Jones publicly complained about it a year ago. I'll be curious, do the Chiefs have an early bye week again, or is it like week 13
this year?
Yeah,
if you're jacking my schedule all the time, give me the late bye week at least as the benefit.
I'll be honest, too. Like the Germany site looked incredible when they were in Frankfurt, right? And there's talk in a couple years they could end up in you know, Madrid, Spain, or whatever. Sao Paulo, Brazil, wasn't that the same site that had field issues last year as well, that Eagles-Packers game? I'm just saying, like, if you're going to have a divisional game, you better make sure that field is in you know, top shape at that point in time. That is, as much as I want to go internationally at some point to see a Chiefs game, this one, no interest in going to Sao Paulo, Brazil. I'll just be honest. I'm curious. There's already Chiefs fans, of course, all over the world and all that. It's not meant for, they're not trying to entice Kansas City people to go to these games. It's more about
trying to get everybody in South America.
This would be last on the list. Like, I'll pick Spain, Germany. There's a lot.
Sao Paulo would be pretty low, huh?
Yes. I have very little interest. Remember, there was the stories last year heading into it. They were worried about, you know, they were telling players not to leave their hotel rooms and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't like the Sao Paulo thing at all.
They're telling staff members that I know too, like, just stay at the hotel, get on the shuttle, and then go outside of it. But it's just, this goes back to the same problem that exists anyway, which is the NFL has too many mouths to feed. In order to maximize their profits, they need more standalone games on standalone networks on individual days. So, like, this Friday game, this is here to stay forever. There will be the opener on Thursday night. And every single year for the rest of human existence where the NFL has played, there will be a game, clearly, internationally, on Friday, because it's their way of sneaking in an extra international week without having to give you a bye.
And look,
without having to do this other stuff. So they're already, like, part of me is like, they're already screwing the Chiefs schedule again is my biggest gripe. They're already messing with it again. And their schedule last year was a nightmare.
At least the international game, you're done in week one. Like, you essentially have all the time in the world to decide when you want to leave for Brazil and how you're going to organize your training camp schedule, if it's altered at all because of it, and preseason schedule and how you manage that, and how early do you get to Brazil. My guess is the Chiefs will get there only like 2 or 3 days before. We know they don't like to get there a whole week early usually for this kind of stuff. So they're done. Like, you're not having the short turnaround, right? You're going to be done Friday. You'll actually have more time for the next week. It's similar to playing on Thursday, and you're going to Brazil. You're not going, you know, time zone wise, it's not the worst one, right? There's some that are much worse. Going to Germany would have been way worse than going to Brazil from a time zone perspective. So it could be way worse. Mine is more about the divisional stuff. But the Chargers, I'll be curious what the fan breakdown is there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it'll still be more. I mean, they're just, how many Chargers fans exist, let alone want to go all the way to Brazil? And so I still assume there'll be more Chiefs fans, but that's just an international audience. It'll be more of a mixed bag across the board. I will say, at this point, it's probably safe to assume that the Chiefs have more international fans than the Chargers, too.
Oh, for sure.
Just based on the fact that they've been winning year after year.
What Chargers player right this second, other than Justin Herbert, you're like, oh, wow, what a star. I mean, seriously. We all like Ladd McConkey, but I'm talking about like international star.
Too quiet to be like an international
there
star.
There is not an international star on the Chargers right now.
Nope.
And I'm not saying every team has one either, but like just by to what we're discussing here, there's not. It's not
like one
close.
Of the 15 biggest faces in the NFL. NFL's harder for faces.
Heck,
right?
It might be Harbaugh. I don't even know. But that's not even a real answer.
No, I don't think they have one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.